Let me ask Emmanuel and Belaki and Daniel to join me to celebrate Holy Communion.
For our communion liturgy, if you'd like to follow along, you can find it in your hymnal, and we'll be beginning at the top of page 9 in the United Methodist Hymnal. Just a bit of explanation, there are some visitors here. We're very pleased that you join us this morning. And to understand a little bit more about the communion service, the United Methodist Church believes in open table communion. We try to honor what Jesus did with all of his followers. And that is, if you are a baptized believer, if you are today ready to turn from your sinful ways, to admit your wrongdoings, to ask God for forgiveness, then you are welcome at the table of Jesus Christ. When we get to that part of the service, there will be two different stations. The ushers will release you. You'll come up row by row. We will offer you a chunk of bread. And then the two other folks standing beside those with the bread on the outer side will have a tray full of individual cups of grape juice. We recognize that Jesus used wine in honor of those who have difficulty with alcohol. We serve grape juice. So we'll hand you a cup. You then partake of those two things, and then you can put the cups in the baskets on the side, and then the ushers will be there to accept any monetary donations you have. If after communion you'd like to come to the communion rail to pray or return to your seat, either way is fine. We'd ask you to honor God in that way. Let us turn to our liturgy. The Lord be with you. Lift up your hearts. Let us give thanks to the Lord our God. It is right and a good and joyful thing always and everywhere to give thanks to you, Father Almighty, Creator of heaven and earth. You formed us in your image and breathed into us the breath of life. When we turned away and our love failed, your love remained steadfast. You delivered us from captivity, made covenant to be our sovereign God, and spoke to us through your prophets. And so with your people on earth and all the company of heaven, we praise your name and join their unending hymn, Holy, Holy, Holy Lord, God of power and might. Heaven and earth are full of your glory. Hosanna in the highest. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest. Holy are you and blessed is your Son, Jesus Christ. Your Spirit anointed him to preach good news to the poor, to proclaim release to the captives and recovering of sight to the blind, to set at liberty those who are oppressed, and to announce that the time had come when you would save your people. Jesus healed the sick, he fed the hungry, and he ate with sinners like us. By the baptism of his suffering, death, and resurrection, you gave birth to your holy church, delivered us from slavery to sin and death, and made with us a brand new covenant by water and the Spirit. When the Lord Jesus ascended, he promised to be with us always in the power of your word and Holy Spirit. On the night in which he gave himself up for us, he took bread. He gave thanks to you. He broke the bread. He offered it to his disciples and said, "Take, eat. This is my body, which is given for you. Do this in remembrance of me." Likewise, when the supper was over, he took the cup. He gave thanks to you. He offered it to his disciples and said, "Drink from this, all of you. This is my blood of the new covenant, poured out for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Do this as often as you drink it in remembrance of me." And so, in remembrance of these, your mighty acts in Jesus Christ, we offer ourselves in praise and thanksgiving as a holy and living sacrifice in union with Christ's offering for us. As today, together, we proclaim the mystery of our faith. Christ has died. Christ is risen. Christ will come again. Pour out your Holy Spirit on us gathered here, and on these your gifts of bread and wine. Make them be for us the body and blood of Christ, that we may be for the world the body of Christ, redeemed by his blood. By your Spirit, make us one with Christ, one with each other, and one in ministry to the whole world, until Christ comes in final victory and we feast at his heavenly banquet. Through your Son, Jesus Christ, with the Holy Spirit in your holy church, all honor and glory is yours, Almighty Father, now and forever. Amen. And now, with the confidence of children of God, let us pray together. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen. My brothers and sisters, because there is one loaf, we who are many are one body, for we will all partake of this one loaf. The bread which we break is a sharing in the body of Christ. This cup over which we give thanks is a sharing in the blood of Christ. The table is set. Jesus has sent the invitation, and you are invited. As the usher releases you, come forward to join in this heavenly feast.